Right.
Yeah, it still works.
Weddies!
Make it a comeback.
Are you going to stand the whole time?
I kind of want to. Making a start. A nice wet start.
This is technically her second appearance.
Oh.
They're becoming a thing.
Yeah, this podcast is going to be worth like almost as much as the last one. Second appearance. Go ahead, Cliff. This is your baby, Doug.
Take it away.
All right, guys. I am Hyper Hippo here at Capes and Scowls, and I've decided to do a new segment for the podcast called Ruin a Comic. A lot of people try and take like a bad book, and how can you improve it? Why went the other way? How can we take a universally enjoyed book and make a sequel that would destroy how good the first book was? I don't think it's ever been done before, and let's see what crazy idea we can come up with. Today, along with Tim and Chris, we're going to ruin Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, people love that one.
What's Infinity Gauntlet?
So, for you know, those who aren't sure, Infinity Gauntlet came out late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And 90, it's how Thanos ended up with all the soul gems. They had to create plot device Adam Warlock to, you know, stop him, and it was the whole Marvel Universe against Thanos.
Well, Adam Warlock did exist already. They just made him the plot device.
Okay.
He has like 12 first appearances, buddy. The one time he was in the cocoon, and then the cocoon had appearances, and then the cocoon was other places, and then they're like, no, now his head's peeking out of the cocoon, and it's awful.
So, this is going to be what the upcoming Marvel movie is very loosely based off of. Because they didn't have all the characters when they were writing it.
Yeah, so. Doom is really fun in this book.
Yeah. Right.
So, we have come up with, what if Jubilee got the gauntlet instead of Thanos? You've got basically a useless character.
Sorry, Leander.
Now has stolen the gauntlet from Thanos.
I like that part.
Like,
she was a thief. She was like a little mall rat girl that was like...
Like the gauntlet was... I think she just... She may have robbed...
Like a pickpocket, I think she was.
No, Storm was the thief. She was just a mall rat.
Storm was, yeah.
So you've got a mall rat...
She probably robbed Hot Topic once in a while.
Yeah, she got like those glasses.
That can shoot sparklers out of her fingers, now with the Infinity Gauntlet. We've decided that her powers now, while still sparkler-esque, have the ability to remove one finger... from the person fighting her.
Yeah.
And this is who the Marvel Universe is fighting.
I love it.
Jubilee.
I love it. So, I guess we gotta figure out how she's gonna steal it from Thanos.
He's just asleep.
He's sleeping in his bed.
It's on display. I feel like it has
totally unaware.
Like under a glass kind of thing.
Maybe. You know, it's like you would find at any store in the
it's
mall.
It's overtly obvious. It's just sitting out. There's no security, because he's Thanos.
Right.
He doesn't think anything... And he was going to mess with him, and she just casually strolls through his apartment.
Thinks it's pretty.
His apartment!
He has a helicopter.
And
Mad Titan Towers.
Exactly. And takes the gauntlet.
Okay. So, how do all the heroes realize there's a problem? Like, she has the gauntlet, she now has the ability to take, presumably, maybe two fingers off. If she's really angry. How do they realize there's actually a crisis?
Because she's stealing all of the world's Dippin' Dots.
Ouch.
Wow.
Are there that many
left?
All of
them? All of them.
All four?
All the Dippin' Dot carts are empty.
Gone.
Whoa. Now, why does she like Dippin' Dots so much?
Because she's a mall rat.
She is a mall rat.
And that's like where Dippin' Dots got their start.
Yep.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. So she's like reminiscing.
She's hoarding the Dippin' Dots.
Hmm. Is she going to like make some sort of frost cannon out of Dippin' Dots?
No,
she
just
could.
Wants
she
to
has
eat them.
Gone.
She's had a rough week.
Oh. She's tired. Generation X don't listen. She's bloated. Let's just not talk about it, okay?
Right. Don't question why she stole them. It's just what she decided.
Okay. Mm. So.
Teen angst.
So Iceman probably noticed that all the Dippin' Dots were gone.
Yeah.
And he tried to replenish them. I don't know. Maybe she should take him first. Like, take a hand off slowly. Give it a week. Give it a week. Take off the hand.
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to figure out a scenario.
It's hard.
Even with the Infinity Gauntlet. Let's even leave it at Iceman. How's she even stacking up to Iceman? Jubilee versus
Well,
Iceman.
See, they're all scared of her because she has
because
the gauntlet.
Because she has it.
Right. They
she's
don't
not
know
do
that
anything
she's still
really.
Useless.
Right.
Sorry, Leander. So it's just fear of Jubilee, but like...
No, it's not
no,
fear
it's
of Jubilee,
fear of
it's fear of the gauntlet.
It's fear of the accessory.
Right. Well, okay. So what's the plot device that they're going to introduce? Let's say it's not Adam Warlock. Who is the person that can talk Jubilee down from this dip and dot induced madness? What a sentence that was.
Yeah. Annie Ann.
We're going to go... So what if Squirrel Girl tried to talk her down?
But what if she actually beats Squirrel Girl? So here's my logic.
So we have to give her something she can defeat.
Well,
so,
Squirrel Girl can beat everybody, apparently. Right. But okay. Jubilee is intended to not be that great with the Infinity Gauntlet, so she should be able to beat Squirrel Girl.
So it's more like, okay, so what if we do this? Squirrel Girl's in on it, and since she is unbeatable,
all right,
she lets Jubilee defeat her in an astonishing fashion.
Ooh.
Like, one punch, KO, down for the count. So now everyone's like, oh shit.
She's got Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl can't be defeated by anyone.
Wow. Yeah, no,
just
I like
got
this.
One Serious punch contender. KO'd.
So why is Squirrel Girl in on it, though? What is she
The dip
after?
And dots.
She wants the dip and dots? She Not the gauntlet.
She's going to store them for the winter.
Right. She likes to take a bunch of them, put them together, and make acorns, and bury them, and hope to grow a dip and dots tree.
This it could happen. Almost silly enough. Marvel, if you want this, get at us. Capes and Scales Podcast at Gmail. You already own all the characters. I mean, seriously, you just give me like a couple coffees. We're good. You have it. You
got it. A jar of almonds and some coffees.
Yeah. Now, does Jubilee at any point become a vampire? It's been known to happen.
More Twilight-style vampire, where she can walk
More around. Sparkles.
Right.
Whoa.
Her sparkle power
Have more
protects
power.
Her from the sun.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, no, this is a thing.
This is a well-thought-out, really bad story.
So, ultimately, who's going to take her down?
Well, they all team up.
Now it's Blade.
Could be Blade.
Okay,
Blade.
So Blade's fine, because Blade's not afraid of anything.
No.
It's true.
So Blade is the one that runs
taxes,
up at her
nothing.
And just drops.
Tax evasion.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
If you want to be in this when it comes out as a movie.
Snipes, get at me. You know my number.
Right. So since Blade's not afraid of anything, he goes after her, drops her in one shot because she's useless.
Right.
Does he lose a finger, at least?
Yeah. Yes, at least lose a finger.
Yeah, she fights back. He loses a finger, but it regrows.
Damn. Okay.
That was a short...
She should just, you know, find a way to beat him and cut his fingers off forever.
But most of it is the Marvel Universe, like, Reed, Tony Stark, all the time trying to figure out a way, how do we defeat somebody with the gauntlet? Because they're like, oh, Thanos was nearly impossible to defeat. Like, dumb luck beat him. How are we going to beat somebody... That has
she
it.
Would probably end up shooting the gauntlet off of her hand with her sparkly sparge.
Yes, that's true. Well, she'll practice.
She'll practice sparkling outside of the gauntlet. So she never understands the stones in general, how that work with the gauntlet.
They're pretty.
Right.
They're bedazzled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She likes the bedazzled gauntlet.
They go well with her yellow trench coats.
So the majority of the story is like Doctor Strange... Reed, Tony.
Don't know what to do.
Right. How do.
Took out Squirrel Girl. Don't know what to do.
Right. It, how do we beat this person that dropped Squirrel Girl and has a gauntlet? What do we do? So it's a lot of like planning. Then somebody's like, no, that wouldn't work because of this. Because it didn't work against Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't work against Thanos. She doesn't have zombified Nebula wandering around to thwart her.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like,
which I loved.
That was great. So no Zombified Nebula, how do we beat this person?
There has to be a scene where Hawkeye is aiming and loses his finger, his trigger finger.
What?
It's an accident.
It's an accident.
Sure
it
accident.
Has to be an accident.
She sneezes, blocks the arrow with the gauntlet, because the gauntlet's still powerful.
Right.
Sure, the gauntlet.
Inherently.
That's the only power.
Sneezes, blows a sparkle dart... At Hawkeye.
Is that the technical term?
Sparkle dart.
Leander, get
sparkle
at me.
Sparkle dart. The gauntlet blocks the arrow at the same time the sparkle dart
takes out his
pointer finger out, so he can't grasp the string anymore.
That's beautiful. So, Jubilee has a huge attachment to Wolverine.
It's true.
He looks at her like a daughter. So he should probably be the zombified kind of walking around kind of character. He should be that close character that can get close to her.
He doesn't have to. I don't think he'd be zombified.
He's tough to zombify.
I think he'd just stroll around.
That makes for a good story, though.
Well, since she has all the power, she's offered him unlimited cigars and booze.
Ooh. Oh, what are you doing, bub? That's all he says the whole time. What are you doing, bub?
So he has unlimited cigars and booze. Morph. And that is all that you have to do to get Wolverine on your side. Yeah. Here's unlimited cigars and booze.
Yeah, he already has free healthcare.
Right.
That's true.
Not that he needs it.
Well, he's from Canada, so.
Right.
You know.
It's universal.
It's universal.
I like this. This is
great. Hit us up, Canada, if you're trying to fix your healthcare system.
Right.
Or the Webbies. call back. No, this is
too bad.
This is really good. So what ultimately is her downfall? We got it. What's going to take her down? She's got Wolverine there. He's all cigared up.
So
he's loving it.
So the story will start in the spring.
Sure.
Okay.
So it warms. When it hits winter, she goes outside and it's cold.
Right.
When you're cold, everything shrinks a little bit.
Sure.
The gauntlet just falls off.
Yeah.
And she just walks away.
She just walks away.
Whoa. That's silly.
That is very silly. Well, who picks up the gauntlet? That's just,
it's just there
it's
for
just
the
there
next
forever.
Time.
No. Puck from Alpha Flight picks it up. Yes. Finally.
All-powerful Puck.
All-powerful Puck.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Yeah. He's a hockey puck, damn it.
So, that's been kind of our foray into ruining a comic.
I loved it.
It was fun.
If you want us to do another one, let us know. We'll probably do one anyway.
Yeah, we don't care what you think.
But if you have an idea for a book that you like and you want us to ruin, if it's already a bad book, that'll make it easier.
That's true.
But if you want to give us like a universally loved book for us to ruin, let us know. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah. No, we'll do it.
Yeah, it'll happen. We'll ruin it.
It shall be ruined.
So it shall.
There may be more Dippin' Dots, but don't worry about it.
There's never enough Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots, get at me. Talk to Snipes, he knows how to get me.
Alright guys, next time. Catch you later.
Bye.
See ya.